Now let's take a closer look at one of these. When you walk into a prospect's office, the first thing you do is shake their hand. Have you ever noticed a person who has a limp handshake? Sticks in your mind, doesn't it? You probably can think of one or two people right now that had weak handshakes. A bad handshake sticks out. However, a firm handshake is forgotten fairly quickly. Why does a bad handshake stick out like a sore thumb? It's because it was different from yours. Commonality must be established quickly with a prospect. A prospect is summing you up as you walk into his or her office. They're saying, "Do I like this person? Is this person making me feel comfortable? Is this person like me?" When you have a handshake that is completely different from the person you're meeting, they say, "This person is not like me. I feel uncomfortable." All of this happens on a psychological level. Your prospect doesn't even realize at the conscious level he is saying to himself, "I'm uncomfortable. This person isn't shaking my hand the way I shake hands." Pay attention to how people shake hands and mirror that handshake as closely as possible. The next opportunity to match and mirror is the way they sit in their chair, the way they position their legs, what they do with their hands, how they tilt their head. On your next sales call, sit and watch all of the things you could actually mirror and match in your prospects. There are many things you could match and mirror. Things such as the way their eyes blink or what their mouth does. Have you ever been in a restaurant and noticed two people on a first date? You can sense they're very uncomfortable. One person will be sitting one way, the other person will be sitting another way. You can tell they're not in rapport. Yet, if you look a couple of booths away, there's a couple in love. You'll probably see that they're in deep conversation, having a wonderful time. More times than not, they're sitting the same way. They're in rapport. People want to follow the lead of others. Have you ever walked down a hallway and realized someone is out of step? People will actually skip a step in order to get back in unison to the way the other people are walking. Or go to a meeting and watch the way people sit. At a certain point in the meeting, most people will be sitting like the individual who is in charge of the meeting. Or go to a ball game, and you can find whole rows of people sitting the same way. Someone at a conference recently said to me, "You know, a good example of rapport is watching geese fly. They fly the same way. They're in total unison with each other. They're in rapport. They mirrored each other's flight patterns, and you can always tell when a goose is out of sequence. He sticks out like a sore thumb." Maybe that's what's happening to me on sales calls. One of the questions that always comes up is, "Well, if you're actually matching the exact patterns of people, won't they see that? Won't they think that you're mimicking them? Won't I get caught?" Of course, that is a legitimate concern. I certainly don't want you to mimic anyone. That's not what you're trying to do. What I want you to do is psychologically feed back what people are doing so they feel, "I like this person. This person looks just like me. I'm very comfortable with them." When people are emotionally involved, they will not see that you're feeding back. Also, it really doesn't matter. When you do that, you're really telling that person you're just like them. And deep down, they're comfortable with you. You are consciously aware of someone else's unconscious behavior. That is matching and mirroring. Let's deal with tonality, 38% of communication. Tonality is the sound and patterns of your voice. Be relaxed when you speak to prospects. Be friendly. Have you ever had someone call you and you just knew they were uptight and nervous just by the way they spoke? Their tonality was harsh and their voice was tight, and you knew they were frightened. There is a principle called the Doberman principle. The Doberman principle says when you walk into a room and you're face to face with a Doberman, the dog senses you are uncomfortable, and he becomes uncomfortable. However, if you go into the same room with the same dog, and you're comfortable, he'll come right over to you wagging his stubby little tail. He senses you're at ease, and his defense level goes down. The Doberman principle can be used with your clients and prospects.